Conspiracies. Yep, in a way it was one of the greatest conspiracies ever, or at least one of the most famous. A man with the cover name Deep Throat brought down the Nixon administration. Not only that, but he was a government employee close to the White House, but had he been the only source of information? No, absolutely not. As a matter of fact, it was said in the beginning, he was confirming information others had given to Woodward and Bernstein. Apparently, as time went by, his role became more and more important. There are still some people who won't admit it, but Nixon was part of a plot to cover up a felony, which was the break-in at Watergate, and because of this, Deep Throat performed a public service no matter what his reasons were for doing so. Are there other conspiracies going on today? There sure are, and they are almost in every facet of our life. Let's look at oil. We are constantly told there are oil shortages and prices just keep rising. The government does absolutely nothing about it. Yet when you look into the oil situation, you notice something very strange, and I am not talking about members of the government who own wells and stock in oil companies, although they do. I am talking about a couple of other points. The first point is that there is hardly any oil exploration going on in third world countries outside of the Arab countries. Could it be if the price of oil really goes sky high, we will suddenly find more oil because of a public outcry? The United States has decided to drill for more oil, and we are now suddenly producing more oil than even Saudi Arabia. We suddenly increased our oil production 38%. Some people believe the oil companies now want to sell as much oil as possible because they are afraid green power will take over and the price of oil will take a dive. Why did we suddenly do this? They may have a point, since some countries are already being run on wind, water and solar power. The second point is the US doesn't ever need to be suffering a shortage at all. We have at least 250 years of coal reserves, and since the price of oil is so high, it would pay to make oil from coal. The Germans did it during World War II. Finally, why aren't we using alternate sources of power? We have over 30,000 dams in this country where generators could be used, areas of wind, many sunny areas where solar power would work, and even thousands of miles of shoreline where wave power could be used. Why hasn't the government broken up the oil monopoly? You can see how corrupt it is when diesel fuel, which is much less refined than gas, costs more. That is to sock it to the truckers who have no choice but to buy it at any price or go out of business. Is the European Union a conspiracy? Yes and no. What I mean is, it isn't right now, but there are people trying to push through laws that would create a super state and give them much power. Many countries weren't even given the chance to have a popular vote on the subject, and the decision was made for them by their government. Some citizens of Europe are very upset about this. That was evident when France voted down the constitution of the EU. The shocker of this is France was one of the founders of the European Union. As we all know, Britain has voted to leave the European Union. Will the people defeat the super state? We will have to wait and see on that one. Conspiracies have existed since the beginning of time. Anyone that is a student of World War II has to admit Hitler planned his conspiracy to take over Germany very well. The outcome, as we all know, wasn't too good for him, however, lucky for us. Hitler faced several setbacks in getting into the government. He knew he needed popular support, so he decided to take lessons in speaking from an actor. Just watch one of his speeches and you will see the gesturing and posing. He finally wormed his way into the government and ultimately became the leader of Germany and destroyed it. There are those that say the attack on Pearl Harbor was allowed because of a conspiracy. The story goes, Roosevelt knew the Japanese would have to attack us because we cut them off from their natural resources. It goes on to say Roosevelt wanted to be able to help England, but knew he didn't have the support to declare war. I am not saying any of this is true, I am just retelling a conspiracy theory. As further proof of this, the conspiracy people cite the reporting of attack planes on radar being disregarded, ships being lined up like sitting ducks and planes being grouped together, making them better targets. A surprise attack exercise which took place on a Sunday caught Pearl Harbor off guard in 1932. There are quite a few texts showing Roosevelt was eager to get into World War II. Even Churchill commented on the astonishing depth of Roosevelt's intense desire for war. The last conspiracy I will talk about is the Great UFO Conspiracy. I think everyone knows by now there are many people who believe the government is hiding the fact they are in contact with aliens from other worlds. Supposedly we even had a small battle with them in a secret area owned by the government. Furthermore, we were soundly defeated. The cause of this battle was the fact the aliens needed to abduct humans to test them, and we objected, because millions were needed. It is said there is a list given to government officials of who is going to be abducted, but this isn't the entire conspiracy. There is a panel of 12 powerful individuals, supposedly known as Majestic 12. They control everything to do with UFOs, and even the president has no authority over them. It is they who are keeping the UFO invasion secret, or so it is said.